USA News, I'm John Schaefer. After a series of 10 consecutive rate hikes from March 2022 to May 2023, the Federal Reserve is now temporarily halting further increases. But Fed Chair Jerome Powell says,
"We're prepared to raise rates further if appropriate, and we intend to hold policy at a restrictive level until we're confident that inflation is moving down sustainably toward our objective."
The hikes were aimed at addressing inflation. Attorney General Merrick Garland defending the Justice Department against accusations of political bias.
"Our job is to pursue justice without fear or favor. Our job is not to do what is politically convenient."
He emphasized his independence, stating, "I am not the president's lawyer," during his testimony before the House Judiciary Committee today. Comes in response to Republican claims that the DOJ has been unfairly targeting former President Trump. Illegal immigration is estimated to cost U.S. taxpayers more than $180 billion this year alone, as reported in a congressional hearing on the president's border policies. Republican Congressman Austin Pfluger of Texas said it's more than monetary, though.
"We're talking about the human tragedy, the human cost, the financial cost, the burden on farmers and ranchers."
The lack of insurance among most illegal immigrants also seen by Republicans as a major contributor to a national health care crisis. Starting next week, Americans will have the opportunity to once again request complimentary COVID-19 home tests. The U.S. Department of Health and Human Services announced today that the government is reinitiating its program to offer those free tests. The FDA has rejected Neffy, the first nasal spray alternative to the EpiPen for severe allergies. ARS Pharmaceuticals has been instructed to conduct additional testing before they seek approval again. This is USA News.
These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Consult your healthcare provider before use.
Introducing Vinia, a breakthrough superfood with a full matrix of polyphenols from the red grape. Enjoy the health benefits of a bottle of red wine minus the alcohol, sugar, and calories.
Vinia gives me the motivation and the energy to knock things off my bucket list. Of the supplements I've taken in the past, were okay, but I never really got the that alertness. But being able to have something like Vinia where, you know, I can take and I get that sustained energy, it's the thing I've been looking for. Vinia is a game changer.
In a clinical trial, Vinia significantly increased the dilation of arteries. This dilation increases your blood flow and the delivery of oxygen and nutrients to your brain, heart, and other tissues, supporting heart health and improving your physical energy and mental alertness. Use code RADIO to get 10% off your first order at ordervinia.com. That's ordervinia.com. Ordervinia.com. Vinia. Better blood flow. Better life.
The United Auto Workers strike against the big three U.S. automakers is in its sixth day. About 13,000 auto workers are striking across three plants in Ohio, Michigan, and Missouri, with the potential for more in the coming days. UAW President Sean Fain said that additional workers will join the picket line on Friday if a fair deal isn't presented. Republican presidential hopeful Ron DeSantis vows to lower gas prices to $2 per gallon if he's elected in 2024. While presidential policies have limited influence on gas prices, the Republican Florida governor aims to address the issue along with energy costs if in office. In a written statement, he expressed his intent to unleash American energy dominance as a measure to combat inflation in 2025. Extinction may become extinct.
Welcome to Jurassic Park.
Geneticists have, for the first time, isolated and decoded RNA molecules from a creature that died out long ago. The genetic material, which came from a 130-year-old Tasmanian tiger, a specimen in the collection of a Swedish museum, has allowed scientists to better understand how the animal's genes functioned. Now, while scientists' goal was not de-extinction, a better understanding of the Tasmanian tiger's genetic makeup could help recently launched efforts to bring back the animal in some form. I'm Corey Myers.
I'm John Schaefer, USA News.
Meet Joe A,
hi.
Joe B,
hello.
And Joe C.
What's up?
Three everyday Joes perfecting their banking with Chase. Joe A is locking his lost debit card with the Chase mobile app. Joe B is cruising toward his new ride with AutoSave. And Joe C's Chase banker is helping him budget to go back to school. Tools that help protect. Support for what's next. One bank that puts you in control. Visit chase.com/checking. Chase, make more of what's yours.
Chase mobile app is available for select mobile devices. Messaging and data rates may apply. JPMorgan Chase Bank, N.A. member FDIC.